following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We got to experience it in the fall. Now we get the chance to experience it in the winter. The Lee Scott Academy Warriors in their first area game in the AHSAA in their career in public school basketball in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here tonight, bringing you all of the action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. A gross day in Auburn, Alabama. Happy to be spending it inside William J. and Evelyn B. Samford Gymnasium as we are just about ready to get the night started. The JV boys picked up a very big win as the Beulah Bobcats come to town. Boys get step one. The varsity, or the junior varsity boys, that is, doubling the score of the JV boys of the Bobcats, and the girls have just taken the floor. We welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. A lot of news, a lot of good news coming from the side of Lee Scott Academy here, especially inside Samford Gymnasium. The girls and the boys coming off three straight wins last week, looking to continue the hot streak as we enter area play. We'll talk all about that and more. We'll dive a little deeper into the schedule of this Lee Scott Academy varsity girls team when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Under 4 minutes until the Beulah Bobcats and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors do battle inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. A reminder, it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. We talked about a lot of good news coming out of Lee Scott. Coach Corey Harrison leads the way with all of Lee Scott news. As we found out, her win at Horseshoe Bend is the 200th in her career. We will definitely try to get her up here during the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report of the men's varsity game. Make sure to ask her some questions. Congratulate her. What an accomplishment. 200, now 202 wins, looking to make it 203 tonight. Again, three straight wins, three wins for the Warriors last week, especially in the back-to-back. Again, they won on Tuesday night against Horseshoe Bend, Thursday night against Notasulga at home, and then Lafayette at home, and a Thursday-Friday back-to-back. Nice to have the Warriors with a little bit of rest in here as well throughout the weekend and looking to do battles. The Warriors are ready to have their first AHSAA competition in the history of Lee Scott Academy. Again, we got to experience it with the boys in football. We now get to experience it with the girls and boys on the hardwood. The JV boys took care of business against the Bobcats. It's time for the varsity girls as well. When we come back, we'll get you these first half, the starting lineups rather, and we'll talk about some keys to the first half. Don't go anywhere. Lee Scott Academy basketball continues after these messages.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
They actually added one more minute onto the warm-up clock, so we'll go ahead and dive in to some of those keys to the game. They're brought to you by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Last time we got to talk to Coach Corey Harrison, she talked a lot about this team and how they pride themselves on the defensive end of the floor, saying they're not going to just straight up outscore a bunch of teams. They're going to have to be more physical. They're going to have to be more scrappy, win the turnover battle, and I think that's exactly what you have to do tonight. Another thing that we talked about that the Warriors have done a really, really good job of is offensive rebounding and getting to the free throw line. If you're not going to find ways to outscore many opponents, if you're going to get into a shootout, find your way to the free throw line and find ways to convert. We'll take another 30-second break, maybe a minute break here as we get you some of those starting lineups. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Of our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303. Or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Prayer has been said. The anthem has been played. We are just about ready for tip-off inside Sanford Gymnasium between Lee Scott and Beulah. The first AHSAA matchup of Lee Scott in their career. Beulah wins the opening tip. They will be going right to left on your radio dial. Beulah in their road blacks. Lee Scott in their home whites. We'll get you those starting lineups at the first pause in action. Layup from Camden. Cleveland won't go. Beulah has numbers if they decide to use it. It's Clark Ivett. Good defense on the low block. Right-handed layup is no good. Camden Cleveland taking it the other way. She gets cut off at the left block. Goes up on the layup anyway. Can't get that one to go. A fight for the rebound. And it will be a jump ball that will stay with Lee Scott. 7:25 just underway here in the first quarter between Lee Scott and the Bobcats of Beulah. Again, we'll get you those starting lineups and everything at the first break. Right wing three from Kennedy Gilbert hits every part of the rim, even off the backboard. Well, that one goes out of bounds. Warriors can't win the defensive rebound. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by the Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. It's Clark, Ivett, Haynes, Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, Lucy Zellner gets the start tonight, and Camden Cleveland, your starting five for the Warriors. Again, those are presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see upcoming events at googecenter.auburn.edu. Bobcats just trying to inbound the basketball. Could have been on the baseline. Should be on the baseline. It should be Warrior basketball, and it is, with 7:03 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score between Lee Scott and Beulah. A reminder that opening tip-off of tonight's game is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Clark Ivett gets into the paint. And the two-foot touch shot rattles in. Clark Ivett is on the board tonight, the leading scorer for this Lee Scott Academy varsity girls squad, averaging a tick under 17 a game, sitting at 16.9, averages just around 7 rebounds and 3.5 assists as well. The offense runs through Clark Ivett, but a couple of players have played really, really well through these past couple of weeks. Elbow running layup is no good. It's Sydney Dunlap rips down the rebound. Clark Ivan on the right wing. Thought about it. Now will take the three. That one too strong off the rim and the backboard. Gets her own rebounds, and the layup is good. Clark Ivan back-to-back buckets in back-to-back possessions. Lee Scott leads 4-0. Beulah just trying to inbound the basketball, almost cut off, spins back, loses the basketball, could have been a carry. Instead, it's a turnover, wide open layup with Sydney Dunlap standing right under the rim, just caught it and laid it right up. Warriors lead 6-0, 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Beulah still having trouble just getting the ball inbounds and getting across half court. Could have been a foul, no call, and now Beulah has numbers. And I believe they're going to say that the Bobcats slipped going for the layup. I don't think that Dunlap touched her, and the referee didn't say so either. Ball flies out of bounds, and a Bobcat appears to be injured under her own basket. Six nothing, your score just underway here in the first quarter. We'll take a break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 6-0 Warriors. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's gougecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Bobcat is able to get off under her own power. She's holding her head. She took a hard fall driving in for the layup and either stepped on the foot of a Warrior or just the foot came right out from under. Bobcats running a high 3-2 zone. Ball gets into the short corner. Shot no good from Haynes. Kesey, Lucy Zellner rips down the rebound, but they're going to say that it's going to be an over-the-back foul on Lee Scott. A reminder that today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. As Kesey gets a steal, she finds Clark Ivett. Camden Cleveland gets inside the paint. Could have been a foul. No call. Rebound goes to the Bobcats, but Cleveland rips down her rebound. She now stands in the corner. Could be a foul and is called a pushing foul along the Bobcats' sideline. We talked about Clark Ivett and how the offense seems to run through her, but Camden Cleveland, the player that I could very easily highlight, is playing just about as good as anybody here on Lee Scott as of late, as Beulah steals that pass. Going to be a wide open layup, but she misses it. Haynes Kesey gets the rebound, and the Warriors will slow things down. Clark Ivett fires it over to Sydney Dunlap. Now back to Clark Ivett. They're keeping that almost a 2-1-2. A matchup between a 2-3 and a 3-2, depending on where the ball is. It gets into the corner, Air ball three from Sydney Dunlap. Rebound ripped down with the Bobcats. Almost a steal. Now it is a steal. Camden Cleveland has it on her end and rattles home the layup. Camden Cleveland's on the board. Warriors lead 8-0, 4.5 to play in this first quarter. Camden Cleveland averaging 8.5 a game and over 6.5 rebounds per contest. Has played extremely well for this Warrior squad, especially as of late. But Lee Scott with yet another Warrior that you can vote for as Player of the Week. Camden Cleveland and Hayden Harper won it this past week, but freshman point guard Clark Ibit was named OA News Player, or nominee as the Player of the Week. She averaged over 14 points per game in the three games last week, including a double-double on Friday night, 15 points and 10 boards against Lafayette. 8-0 Warriors. Layup won't go. Offensive rebound too strong. Bobcats get another offensive rebound. That ball blocked and falls right into the hands of the falling player. Now, are they going to call a travel or a jump ball? They will call a jump ball. It will stay with the Bobcats under their own basket, baseline left. 4:09 remaining here in this first quarter. Warriors lead by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Ball gets inside the paint. Knocked away. It will remain with the Bobcats. And while we're talking about accomplishments and awards, again, another shout-out to Miss Corey Harrison as that three is well too strong. Weak side offensive rebound ripped down by the Bobcats. That layup won't go. Camden Cleveland fights for the rebound. It's going to be a tie-up, but the possession arrow now gives it back to the Warriors. Coach Corey Harrison on Tuesday night last week won her 200th career game as a coach. So much credit goes to her. Maggie Herndon with it in the left corner. A pump fake, drives baseline, and gets the layup to go. Warriors, five layups here early. They lead 10-0. Camden Cleveland gets another steal. A three-on-one, decides to take it herself. I don't think Coach Corey Harrison loved that idea. She gets her own rebound, though. Now finds Dunlap in the near corner. She now dribbles it out to the wing, who fires it back to Cleveland. Cleveland running around the three-point line through a lot of contact. Herndon once again on the left wing. This time, that three is too strong. We're going the other way. Some sad news for any Atlanta Braves fans tuning in tonight as Cleveland almost gets another steal, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Max Fried is headed to the Bronx. Fried and the Yankees are finalizing an 8-year, $218 million contract, the largest contract ever for a left-handed pitcher. That staff up in Yankee Stadium is going to be legit next year. 3:10 to play here in the first quarter on the campus of Lee Scott Academy between Lee Scott and Beulah. Layup no good. Warriors now have numbers. Camden Cleveland right-handed layup won't go. And now the Bobcats, a two-on-one fast break. They work their way inside. Great defense by Clark Ibitz. The ability to go straight up without fouling, contesting that layup. And the Warriors grab the defensive rebound and slow things down. Great pass from Clark Ibitz inside to Sutton Lewis. That one, however, won't go. She gets her offensive rebound, finds Camden Cleveland. That rattles around the rim. Could have been a travel by the Bobcats on the defensive rebound. Not called. We're going the other way with 2.5 to play in this first quarter. Beulah, a couple crossovers now working their way inside. Layup won't go. The running layup from outside the paint, but she will get fouled and head to the free throw line. 10-0 Warriors here. 2:27 remaining in the first period. And apologies, I was given the wrong lineup, I believe, because from the starting lineup, I did not have a single name that I had written down or had taken a picture of. Seems to be a running trend here. First free throw, no good. Second one is on the way. That one off the right rim. And rattles home. 10-1 your score now. Lee Scott out in front of the Bobcats in their first ever AHSAA contest. Oh, And apologies on the stream side of things, trying to work on it. It said that the operation timed out with the huddle camera here inside the gymnasium. Home run pass, a two-on-one fast break. Almost goes out of bounds, now does go out of bounds. It will be out on the Bobcats. .208 remaining here in this first period. I will work on the huddle camera as soon as we head to break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's still bugging out on me. Clark Ivett gets inside the paint. And the touch shot is good from 6 feet. She now has six in the contest. Warriors lead 12-1. Try to inbound the basketball. Goes all the way to Camden Cleveland underneath the basket. Her right-handed layup from the front of the rim is up. And it's good. Cleveland now with her second basket in the first quarter. Warriors 14-1 here. 94 seconds to play in this first quarter. Left-handed layup blocked by Clark Ivett. She gets her own rebound, and the Warriors have numbers if they decide to use it. Clark Ivett splits the defense, gets all the way inside the free throw line. A running jump stop. Jumper is no good, but Herndon rips down the rebound, now finds Cleveland in the short corner, works her way to the middle of the floor. Right-handed layup, no good. I believe a Bobcat got a hand on it, and we're going the other way with a minute remaining. Clark Ivett knocks that ball out of bounds on the left-handed layup. And I believe with the rain, I believe it's saying that the huddle camera has been disconnected. So I apologize. I will try and work on that as much as we can. But with the weather here in Auburn, Alabama, it's been a downpour over the past couple of evenings. One of those days where you don't want to leave your bed. Keep the pajamas on. Well, we thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon here with us. 14-1. 58.9 remaining in the first quarter. Warriors lead the Bobcats. Bobcats try and work a baseline underneath, but nice defense by Sutton Lewis guarding the ball as the Bobcats tried to set a couple down screens and a little screen-the-screener action, but Lewis knocked it away off of a defender. We go inside now with Lee Scott. Sydney Dunlap's right-handed layup won't go. Could have been a foul. I thought there was a lot of contact, but no whistle. 44 seconds, and now a whistle on the other end as the 12-foot jumper can't go, but Maggie Herndon will pick up the personal. .43 remaining in the first quarter. First layup, no good. Second one off the front of the rim, the backboard, and goes down 14-2. Warriors try and kick it inside. Clark Ivett now gets the ball back at the top of the key. Her three straight away is too strong. The Warriors rip down the rebound, but it gets stolen away from Maggie Herndon. Two-on-one fast break. Should have been a travel. No call, but a nice pass nonetheless by the Bobcats. They get their first field goal of the night and trail 14-4. That pass knocked away by the Bobcats. It'll stay with the Warriors in their own front court. 14-4, 16.5 to play here in the first quarter. Warriors, if they choose to, can hold for the last shot. It sits with Stella Henderson now to the short corner. Now back to the top of the key. Clark Ivett, a couple crossover dribbles, right-handed layup, and a beautiful move by Clark Ivett. A crossover, then a crossover back the other way as she was standing at the top of the key, worked her way to the left elbow, and then back to the middle of the paint. And that will be the end of the first quarter. 16-4. Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Bobcats of Beulah through 8 minutes of play. We'll be back with the second quarter after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Goldhinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
16-4 through 8 minutes of play as the Warriors' three-pointer is no good. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action between Lee Scott and the Bobcats of Beulah. Warriors getting their first action on the hardwood in the AHSAA. Their first area game. Their first area game, I guess I should say, in the AHSAA. Not their first ever game. The first area game for the Warriors. JV boys took care of business, and the girls look to do the same. They're up 16-4. 7.5 to play here in this first quarter. Bobcats get the ball inside, but the left-handed layup is too strong. Ripped down by the Warriors. Herndon now gets into the low block. Almost loses her balance. Tries to fire it out towards the three-point line. It goes to Haynes Kesey. Now to Stella Henderson. Now to Clark Ivan in the short corner. Her 10-foot jumper. She left it short, 7 minutes to play. Bobcats with the possession. Left wing three, deadened off the backboard and the back iron, but Clark Ivan rips down the rebounds. Warriors had 4-on-0, but couldn't necessarily take advantage of it. Bobcats get a steal on their end. Clark Ivan's got a piece of it, I believe, off the backboard and gets her own rebounds. And she'll slow it down as he has 4-on-1. She's actually still working her way in the paint and continues to work her way. Clark Ivett now with 10. She had 8 in the first quarter. It was a 1-on-4, and everybody just stood in the paint and then started working their way out to their man. And she just decided to take it. Apologies, got asked a couple questions by a couple parents. Left wing three from Haynes Kesey, and she buries it. Warriors out in front 21-7, 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. And apologies, along the stream side of things, I believe the Wi-Fi is out here. As Clark Ivett works her way along the right side, right-handed layup is no good. She hits the floor hard. And I believe it will stay with the Warriors. A couple subs in there. Camden Cleveland will sub in for Maggie Herndon. But with the storm and with the weather, the Wi-Fi got knocked out here. And so it knocked out. All of our internet and the entire stream here as the huddle is connected to the internet here inside Samford Gymnasium. On the road, we carry a camera on at home. We just connect to the huddle here. Right-handed layup is no good. Going the other way are the Bobcats. Haynes Kesey gets a block at the top of the key. 5:20 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors lead by 2 touchdowns. Bobcats keeping the 2-3 zone with the middle defender on the bottom side, works her way up to the free throw line when needed. Haynes Kesey tries it again. Same spot, same result. Haynes Kesey, back-to-back triples, and the Warriors have extended the lead. 24-7, under five to play here in the second quarter. Clark Ivett now gets a block on the far corner three. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. .445 remaining in the second quarter. Warriors now running a zone of their own. They leave the left wing open, and the Bobcats make them pay. 24-10. Teams trading triples now. They find it back to Haynes Kesey on the right wing. Thought about the three, but decided not to take it. Three-pointer no good from Stella Henderson. Camden Cleveland with the rebound. Clark Ivett now with the ball at the top of the key. Tried to split the double team with the two guards at the top of the 2-3 zone, but the ball goes off her foot. And it will be Bobcat basketball. .415 remaining in the second period. Warriors lead by 14. Another right wing three by the Bobcats. This one off the front of the rim and actually hit the chest or the knee of a Bobcat underneath. You don't see it too many times. A three-pointer hits the rim and shoots straight down. Bobcats weren't ready for it. We're going the other way with the Warriors. Clark Ivett finds Haynes Kesey now to Camden Cleveland on the left wing. She tries to break down her defender. A couple crossovers, gets to the free throw line. Clark Ivett thought about the three. Now we'll take it. And she connects on the right wing. Clark Ivett having herself a night. 13 points already halfway through this second quarter. Bobcats try and answer with a three of their own. It's too strong. Offensive rebounds. Now to the top of the key. That three off the side of the rim. And Stella Henderson with the board. Clark Ivett dribbles it up with her right hand on the left side. Haynes Kesey, she's feeling herself. A heat check on the far corner. Can't get that one to go. I love the shot selection. I love the aggressiveness. Right wing three by the Bobcats. Won't get it to go, but a closeout from Kesey's a little too strong. Didn't allow her to land. And the Bobcats will shoot three free throws. First free throw is up and good. 27-11 now. Warriors lead the Bobcats. Bobcats have two more free throws at the stripe. But again, apologies if you were watching on Facebook or YouTube watching the live stream, as the Wi-Fi, because of the storm, cut out here inside Sanford Gymnasium. So at least for the time being, we are radio only. We'll try and continue to work on that throughout the contest of the girls' game and the boys' contest as well. Second free throw is no good. Third free throw off the rim as well, but the Bobcats get an offensive rebound right back to the free throw shooter, backed her way up to the top of the key, and that three, nothing but air, going the other way with the Warriors. 3 minutes remaining before halftime. Warrior lead is 16. They find Dunlap, try to kick it inside to Lewis, but it gets knocked out of bounds. It remains with the Warriors. Lee Scott looking to win their fourth straight contest and their third straight here at home. Layup gets blocked by the Bobcats. Should have been a travel, now is a travel on the Bobcats. They got the rebounds following the block right around the free throw line, and we're trying to get out in transition, but the point guard wasn't looking, and the lady with the rebound drug her feet. Clark Ivett will inbound it on the R. In Warriors, 2:48 remaining. Sutton Lewis, left wing three, off the glass, and gets it to go. The three-point line has been a little bit of a struggle for the Warriors as of late. But you wouldn't believe it tonight. 30-11, 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Ibit finds Gilbert. Finds Dunlap, rather, now to Herndon. Now to Lewis, a bad pass inside. Goes right in between the wickets of Lewis. And the Bobcats now have a 2-on-1. Left-handed layup is no good, but nobody goes after the rebounds. It's fought for at the free throw line, and Camden Cleveland rips it away from everybody. It'll be Warrior basketball. If there's one thing that Camden Cleveland is not afraid to do, it's to go get the basketball without any regard of any physicality or anything. Clark Ivett dribbles her way up to the three-point line right at the top of the key, and nobody chooses to guard her. She buries another triple here in this first half. 33-11. Lee Scott out in front of the Bobcats of Beulah. They work their way inside to the right block. Nowhere to go. Tries to pass it inside to her teammate, but it gets stolen away by Dunlap. Dunlap will slow things down as it was a one-on-five fast break. Clark Ivett splits the double team on the low block. Right-handed layup up, and it's good. Clark Ivett with 10 in the quarter, 18 in the contest. 18 of the 35. She's outscoring the Bobcats alone here tonight. 121 remaining in the second quarter. Left wing three, no good. Herndon with the rebound. A three-on-two fast break, but she slows things down. I don't think she saw her teammate, Clark Ivett. Finds Dunlap in the far corner, but decides to kick it back out to Clark Ivett. Now to Camden Cleveland, her left wing three. That one too strong. Dunlap rips down the rebound. However, the 8-foot jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Cleveland with the offensive rebound. Right-handed reverse layup, no good. And the Bobcats clear it. 49.8 remaining in the second quarter. Left-handed layup, no good. Clark Ivett with the block. The rebound goes right back to the Bobcat that shot the layup, but she was standing out of bounds. We're going the other way. ...44 seconds remaining before half, and arguably the best half that Lee Scott has played yet this season on the offensive and the defensive side of the floor. We've seen the defense always look like this, but the offense really, really finding success. Herndon has it on the low block. Ball off the side of the backboard, but gets her own rebounds. Second chance opportunity is no good. And the Bobcats clear it with 25 seconds remaining. Ball gets poked around inside. Now back to the free throw line. Bobcats a wild shot. That one won't go. And I believe it goes off the hand or off the head even of Sutton Lewis. 15.2 remaining before halftime. Warriors lead by 24. They get it inside to the left elbow. Now a cross-court pass to the far corner. That three-pointer is no good. Cleveland with another board. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. She finds Sydney Dunlap, who I don't believe sees the clock. Finally fires up a right wing three. That one good if it goes. Oh, off the front of the rim and then the back iron. A fadeaway running back towards half court. Just threw it in neutral or threw it in park and fired up a prayer. That one, what feels like to be the only shot that wouldn't go down for the Warriors. The three-point line finally giving some success here at home inside Samford Gymnasium through 16 minutes. 35-11 at the halftime break. When we come back, we'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll break down the first half and talk about what the Warriors need to do to win their fourth straight contest and move to 6-6 on the season. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
35-11 here through 16 minutes of play on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Warriors with a 35-11, a 24-point advantage. And it has been heavily at the three-point line inside the paint and all the way around. The defensive energy we've always talked about has had a lot of success. But the Warriors able to turn defense into offense and just straight offense with a lot of success around the three-point line. Sorry, trying to make sure that I have the roster right for the boys' game, and no better way to ask than the gentlemen sitting right here in front of us that play for the Bobcats. Well, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Let's take a look at some of these halftime stats. They're all brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ibott leads the way for this Warrior squad, as she does in almost every category throughout the season. Averages 16.9 per game. Well, she's already at that mark in the first half, and then some. She had 18 in the first half, had 8 in the first quarter. She had 10 in the second, knocked down 3 threes for the Warriors. Haynes Kesey has 6. She's knocked down 2 triples. Sydney Dunlap has 2. Maggie Herndon has 2. Camden Cleveland has 4, all in the first quarter. And Sutton Lewis banked in a 3 as well. So 6 made threes. 18 of the 35 points for this Warrior squad coming from behind the arc. And from a coach that Coach Corey Harrison, or from a message that Coach Corey Harrison talked about, to where you're not necessarily just going to outscore a bunch of teams. You wouldn't believe it through the first 16 minutes of play as the Warriors lead the Bobcats of Beulah 35-11 in their first game, first area game in the AHSAA. Most of those games will take place in January, a very early region game or area game. But if you're Lee Scott, you are loving where you're at. 2.5 to play, or 2.5 until we get back to action. Then that halftime clock always gets me. But 2.5 until we get back in action with the start of the third quarter. When we come back, we'll talk about what the Warriors need to do to win their fourth straight contest. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues on the Lee Scott Sports Network after these messages.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
The JV game flew by, and now the first half of the varsity girls game has flown by as well. The girls were slated to tip at 5:30. It's 5:46, and we're getting started with the Mountain High Outfitters second half tip off. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, right across from the Auburn University campus. Bobcats of Beulah on the road here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And the Warriors lead 35-11. They get the ball to start the second half. But a jump ball gives it right back to the Warriors. Lucy Zellner, right-handed spin shot, can't get it to go. But Camden Cleveland with the offensive rebound and the putback. Warriors on the board to get this second half started. Cleveland now with six in the contest. Right corner three by the Bobcats is too strong. Offensive rebounds. And the Warriors and Bobcats have traded possessions here in this second half. Or traded points on back-to-back possessions. 37-13, 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bobcats keeping that extended 2-3, up to a 3-2 zone, depending on where the ball is. They try and find it over to Zellner. It sits with Dunlap in the far corner. Almost a travel. Got away with it. Camden Cleveland layup won't go, but gets her offensive rebound. Finds Clark. Ivan in the corner. That three can't get it to go. And the Bobcats rip down the rebound. Right corner three. That one too strong. Ivan rips down yet another board, and she has teammates out in front if they were looking for it. Lucy Zellner turns around. Left-handed layup is too strong. Didn't really have the angle. Had to go up with the right hand. She was trying to run the floor and get to her spot. And Clark Ivett was running the floor right there with her. Tried to find her. But Zellner put herself a little too far underneath the rim and was unable to connect. It will stay Warrior basketball, however, as the Bobcats knock it out of bounds. Sydney Dunlap tried to find Clark Ivett in the corner. And they're now going to call a travel inside. And Coach Corey Harrison cannot believe it. A lot of contact. And, I mean, I don't think that Dunlap running through the paint would just trip and fall herself. Haynes Kesey now gets a rebound. A whole lot of contact. Still no whistle. But it's Warrior basketball now. With Dunlap now to Cleveland at the top of the key. A whole lot of contact. But the referees have swallowed their whistle here in the third quarter. Clark Ivitz right on the top of the key. And nothing but net. Clark Ivitz up to 21 now in the contest. She has 21 of the 40 for the Lee Scott Warriors. Warriors running a man full court press. A home run ball. And Lucy Zellner playing the safety position comes away with the interception. And if we're keeping it in the terms of football, Sydney Dunlap almost with the pick six at the other end. Layup won't go, but she gets fouled. Guess it would have been more so a field goal with the three-point play, but just doing my best. First free throw from Sydney Dunlap won't go. 5:32 remaining in the third quarter. Warriors lead 40-13. How well the Warriors have played on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. Second free throw won't go. Cleveland rips down the rebound. Her right-handed hook shot won't go, but she's fouled on the arm, and she will now head to the free throw line. But going back to what I was saying, with how well the Warriors have played on both ends, you can afford to have a little fun here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Had a blast covering them all year, and this team just continues to get better and better. First free throw too strong from Camden Cleveland. That is one thing. Warriors find themselves at the free throw line a lot. The conversion rate sometimes hit or miss. Second free throw, Cleveland buries. 41-13, 5.5 to play in the third quarter here on the campus of Sanford Gymnasium. Should have been a travel, no call. And then Dunlap got pushed and no foul. It will stay with the Bobcats here on the right rim as we're looking at it. Bobcats going left to right, Warriors going right to left. Bobcats trying to work a play underneath. Haynes Kesey intercepts the ball. It's now with Sydney Dunlap in the fast break. Can't get it to go. She's hit hard, hits the deck and the padding. The Bobcats, a couple of them there to pick her up. Definitely no intent going for the basketball, just a hard basketball foul. But Sydney Dunlap heads to the free throw line. Free throw on the way and can't get that one to go. Second free throw, well short as well off the front of the rim. Bobcats going the other way with 5:08 to play. Right wing three, too short. Lucy Zellner with the defensive rebound. She finds her point guard in Clark Ivitz. And I talked about Sydney Dunlap won't just trip and fall herself, but it looked like she might have there. And she's, unfortunately, she's slow to get up off the deck. Haynes Kesey buries another triple, but Dunlap, I've mixed the two up all night, but it's Sydney Dunlap was running her way on the right wing and either tripped herself or slipped on something on the wood, and she limps her way to the bench. Warriors do capitalize on the three. Haynes Kesey, her third of the contest, and Coach Corey Harrison takes a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It appeared that there was a little bit of moisture. Coach Corey Harrison brought a couple towels out there and started wiping the floor. And Dunlap getting worked on at the end of the bench. Hopefully nothing scary there. Coach Corey Harrison talked about how nice it was to finally have her whole team back at full strength. Warriors get the steal, but then either a travel, I believe it was a double dribble call on Herndon as she tried to find her point guard but picked it up and then tried to play it off and dribble it again. It'll be Bobcat basketball Four and a half to play. I'm thankful for the mute button. Three or four sneezes in a row there with four and a half to play. Bobcats working it around the perimeter. They finally get inside. Running jumper. That one off the front of the rim, then off the backboard. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebounds and a foul. I believe they're going to get Camden Cleveland on the personal foul, and they'll say that she was in the act of shooting for the Bobcats. So the Bobcats now head to the stripe. Warriors lead 44-13. First free throw just off the front of the rim. Second free throw after a long routine hits off the back iron, the backboard, the front of the rim, the back iron, the backboard, and then goes down. Warriors dribble the ball up. They find Kesey in the corner, who kicks it back to Clark Ivan at the top of the key. She dribbles inside the free throw line, gets her feet in the paint. Maggie Herndon, running floater, that one too short. And the Bobcats now out in transition. It's a one-on-one. Clark Ivan tries to defend herself from a little bit of contact. It was definitely offense initiated. But the referee grants the Bobcats with the personal foul. Clark Ivitz picks up the personal. ...44-14, 4 minutes to play here in this third quarter. First free throw for the Bobcats, up and good. And apologies once again for anybody that was trying to tune in on the live stream, whether that be Facebook or YouTube. With the storm and the rain pouring down outside, it cut the Wi-Fi out here inside Sanford Gymnasium. So we were unable, at least for the time being, to stream right now. It got us through about the first 6 or 7 minutes of the first quarter, then started having a little bit of issues. 3:45 remaining here in this third quarter. Ball gets into the short corner. Clark Ivan, right wing three, buries another one. Clark Ivan's having herself a night from behind the arc. She's up to 24 points. 47-16, 3.5 to play. They work the way inside to the Warriors. Lucy Zellner can't get the shooter's touch from 4 feet. It's short off the front of the rim. Bobcats in transition. Clark Ivitz, oh, I thought she got a lot of ball there, but will get called for the personal foul. First free throw. Can't get it to go, do the Bobcats. Second free throw can't go as well. Camden Cleveland with yet another rebound for the Warriors. Ivan finds Herndon, who finds Zellner right at the left elbow. Tried to back her way down to the low block, but it gets poked away from behind. Bobcats in transition. Don't have the numbers. They go up on the right-handed layup anyways. No good. Clark Ivan with the rebound, and the point guard, a frustration foul, gets called for the personal. 47-16, 2.5 to play here in this third quarter. First half flew by. The third quarter has pumped the brakes just a little bit. Clark Ivett dribbles up with her right hand. 3-2 zone. She finds Sutton Lewis down at the low block. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Bobcats with the rebound. Camden Cleveland comes from behind. Almost gets a steal. But I believe she poked it and ended up going out on herself. Tried to poke it to herself. 2:43 remaining in the third quarter. Bobcats inbound it in their own half court. Try and work their way inside. They get to the low volleyball line. Could have been a travel, no call. Maggie Herndon gets a piece. Believe it was a pass. Could have been a shot. We'll give her a block. Might as well, right? 47-16, 2.5 to play. Ball working around the perimeter for the Bobcats. Straight away three. Hits the backboard only on the right side. Goes right back to the shooter, but she's unable to save it before it goes out of bounds. She falls one or two rows deep into the bleachers. Hope she's okay. She does get off under her own power. And with a smile, will run back to set up the zone. It's Cleveland, Ivett, Herndon, Lewis, and Sydney Dunlap. Good to see Dunlap back in the game. Still a little gingerly standing there with the ankle, but glad to see that she's back in the contest. Thought about the left wing three. Now dribbles it to the free throw line. Passes to Herndon in the corner. That three is too strong. Rebounds with Dunlap. She throws it down to the low block. In Sutton, Lewis in the right-handed layup is pure. What a pass from Sydney Dunlap. She had two or three options and chose. Right-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebound and a block by Lewis. Rebound Camden Cleveland, and she has numbers inside, but it gets poked away from behind. Has it on the far corner now to Herndon. She tried to find Clark Ivett, but a defender was right there standing in front of Ivett. She will take over following the turnover in a six-foot running jump shot. Gets the shooter's touch and goes in. 1:13 remaining here in the third quarter. 49-18, Warriors lead. Dunlap, another beautiful pass to Sutton Lewis. That right-handed layup, too strong. Rebound with the Bobcats. Right wing three off the front of the rim. Weak side rebound. There's a fight between the Bobcats and Clark Ivett. They will say that it goes out on the Bobcats. It'll be Warrior basketball with 55.7 on the clock. Stella Henderson will check in for Camden Cleveland. 54 seconds and counting here in this third quarter. Three ball from Kennedy Gilbert is too short. Bobcats with the rebound. 38 seconds and counting here in this third quarter. Try to find something inside. They finally work their way down to the right block. Right-handed layup won't go, and it's out of bounds on the Bobcats going the other way. Under 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. Clark Ivett dribbles the ball up. Standing at the 3-2 zone. Warriors can hold for the final shot if they choose. Under 20 seconds to play. It's back with Clark Ivett at the top of the key. Now to the left corner. And Stella Henderson, her three-pointer won't go. Lewis with another rebound. Now back to Henderson. Back out to Dunlap. Goes right through her hands. And a turnover. Bobcats unable to connect on the layup. And the rebound with Clark Ivett. And the Warriors are unable to get a shot up as we hit the end of the third quarter. It's all Warriors through 24 minutes of play, 49-18. We'll be back with the final eight when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member-owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center.
Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Bobcats get the basketball here to start the final 8 minutes of this fourth quarter. Warriors with a 49-18 lead. Bobcats trying to drive baseline, stepped on the inbounds, but wasn't called. Up and under layup. Great defense by Clark Ivett to force the miss. She gets her own rebound and has numbers. Right-handed layup is blocked, but a foul. And Ivett will head to the stripe. Clark Ivett had 8 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 6 in the third. And the first free throw is good. Ivett now with 25 of the 50. Second free throw is up and good. And Ivett will now sub out. Maggie Herndon subs in for the Warriors. It's Kesey, Herndon, Henderson. They're going to say that the Bobcats stepped on the baseline. Go back. Kesey, Henderson, Herndon, Lewis. And where's the last one? Kennedy Gilbert was standing there over there in the far corner. Couldn't see her. Her right wing three, no good. Henderson rips down the rebound. Passes it to Kesey, now to Herndon. Almost a carry, but no whistle. Ball working around the perimeter. It stands with Herndon at the far corner. Now works her way into the short corner. Right-handed touch shot won't go, and the Bobcats rip down the rebounds. They had numbers going one way. Kennedy Gilbert with a steal, and then turns it right over on her end as well. Right back to the Bobcats. 6 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter, and the Bobcats are standing in the short corner, standing in the corner, rather, and we're standing about a foot or two out of bounds. 5:40 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Straightaway three from Haynes. Kesey's had a great night shooting the three. That one won't go. And the Bobcats now have numbers. Right-handed layup is up and good. 51-20, 5.5 to play. Herndon right wing three. That one rims in and out. And the Bobcats rip down the rebound. Right wing three by the Bobcats. That one won't go. Offensive rebound on the weak side. Left-handed layup won't go. Another offensive rebound. Almost a double dribble. No call. A lot of contact down on the right block. Still no whistle. The Bobcats work it out to the three-point line and try to slow things down. But Haynes Kesey's right there to intercept the pass. She now has numbers if she decides to use it. Her right-handed layup is up and through a lot of contact is good. A nice job using that left arm to shield the defender and ran the fast break herself. 53-20 Warriors, 4.5 to play. A really tough screen. No call with Haynes Kesey. She's still on the floor, able to get up under her own power, but definitely a limp there. The right wing three, well short. Offensive rebound, still a lot of contact. And finally, a whistle. Warriors with a lot of non-contact have found their way to the floor tonight. But Haynes Kesey appears to be okay for the moment. Three and a half to play now with the running clock in this fourth quarter. Warriors up by 33. Second free throw is no good. Herndon with the rebounds. She dribbles out across half court and will slow things down and finds Dunlap at the top of the key. Now to Gilbert. Now inside to the low block with Lucy Zellner, and a tie up right on the block. Possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors, 3 minutes even on the clock. They pass it to the corner on the inbounds with Zellner. Now back to the top of the key and the right wing now with Herndon. Far corner three from Sydney Dunlap. Can't get it to go. Beautiful pass from Dunlap after the rebound. Finds Lucy Zellner standing there wide open. Everybody pursued the basketball, and Zellner almost seemed like she was just getting position, and Dunlap found her. A couple really nice passes by Dunlap here in this second half. Warriors now lead by 35. Lucy Zellner gets a steal. The one-on-two fast break spin move, and the right-handed layup is too strong. You can see Coach Corey Harrison from here saying, rather than the spin, come to a jump stop, allow the defenders to run right by her, and you'll have a wide open layup. She's cracking up there on the far block. It was a nice spin move. We'll give credit where it's due. One and a half to play. Warriors turn it over now with the basketball are the Bobcats. They work the way across half court. Could have been a moving screen. No call. Right corner three. That one well too strong. And the rebound is with the Bobcats. Bobcats don't necessarily agree with the call, but under 60 seconds to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors turn it right back over. The Warriors will move to 6-6 on the season and will win their fourth straight contest, their third straight here at home. They get to the far corner, and Stella Henderson with the strip steal. And then she turns it right over. Back to the Bobcats. The running clock here in this fourth quarter has kept the game from being ultra slow with the amount of turnovers in the fourth quarter. But under 15 to play here in the contest. And a travel now on the Bobcats side of things. And the Warriors might not even have to inbound the basketball. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They will for good measure, but then the clock will hit zeros. 55-20. Warriors are 2-for-2 on the night against the Beulah Bobcats. JV boys doubled up the girls, or doubled up the JV boys, and the girls win by 35. When we come back, we'll talk about everything that happened as we give a little bit of a post-game recap and a pre-game review. And the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip-off of the boys' varsity game coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Is there something going on? Just a little conversation between some friendly rivals, but 55-20, your final score. Varsity boys are next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.